Now, this is World Mental Health Day, and you may have heard on the news some multi-millionaire footballers are suffering with mental health issues. And I don't mean to make that sound like as if, well, why would they be suffering from mental health issues? Because they're multi-millionaires, they're unlikely to be unhappy. That's one of the great mistakes we make. People who are flying on the crest of the wave can have mental health issues. Indeed, right across the community, from multi-millionaire footballers to those of us who may have no talent at all, anyone can be challenged when it comes to mental health, exactly the same way as you can be challenged with any other ailment. But it's so difficult to get this message across. I want to speak to the Community Foundation's representative, Andrew McCracken. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It is World Mental Health Day, and communities, all forms of community, right across community, there's a struggle to cope with a range of mental health issues.
That's right, and it seems that in Northern Ireland, our numbers look a little bit worse to the rest of the UK, so it seems like it's something that we struggle with a bit more. So we're publishing some research today where we've been looking at this issue. So community foundations are about trying to connect people who care to causes that matter. We help people who've got money and who want to give it away to make a difference. We help them make sure that that money ends up in the areas and the issues that are most important, and today we're particularly highlighting mental health as one of those areas where in Northern Ireland there's something particular that we've got to wrestle with about how we really help people deal with it.
Now, there's community related trauma, there's mental health that may be in families, there may be issues, there's people who may have a question mark over their own sexuality. They don't know where they're going in their lives. They've been maybe scorned by other people. They've felt marginalised. All of this can lead to a mental health challenge.
Yeah, you're right. So you're absolutely right. It can affect everybody, can't it? So you or me or the professional footballer. But what we're particularly highlighting today at the Community Foundation is for communities who are already on the edge, they're more likely to suffer from mental health issues. So people in the LGBT community, or if you're poor, or even the numbers look really bad for men. Frank, if you're male, and particularly if you're male and you're living in an economically disadvantaged area, the suicide rates comparatively are really shocking. And that's one of the issues that we're highlighting today. If you're on the edge in Northern Ireland, then you're more likely to have mental health issues. And that's where people who have money or who have funding should be targeting their resources.
You mentioned a couple of examples there, the challenge in relation to the LGBT community. The men are at greater risk, even though many women face the challenges also.
Of course.
There's also this question mark over how it's handled, and the rate of prescribing of antidepressants, it's much greater in Northern Ireland than elsewhere in the UK. Is that simply down to there's a greater need for them, or is it the easy way out for the GPs?
It's a really tricky one to work out the cause and effect there, Frank, and I don't think I've completely got the full understanding of it. What we can see is the numbers do look worse, so it does look like we're quicker to prescribe antidepressants. Is that because GPs are busier and that's just something easy for them to go to? Or is it that just that's what we're conditioned to ask for, that we think that that's the solution to mental health issues, whereas you and I know that the solutions are very much about relationships. They're about community. They're about asking for help. They're about physical health. There's a much broader range of things that can help people who are dealing with mental health issues. And of course, part of the solution is people who have money and who have resources getting behind the issues and putting money into that. So we, at the Community Foundation, we help people do that. And today, one of the positive things we're able to say is one of the donors who works through us is adding to the millions we've already given away on mental health issues and is putting forward another £50,000 for groups who are working to help their communities with mental health issues. And that it's a small but significant step that people can take. And for groups out there who are working on mental health issues, they should go to our website and check out that those resources might be available to help them.
Absolutely, and every penny is vital. Is enough money coming, or can we simply not put a, get a proper handle on this? Is enough money coming from government?
Well, I think the issue with the government at the moment is it would be nice to have one. And to get the attention and the policy focus on the issues that we really need. So I've talked about suicide being an issue, and there is a special committee in the government, in the executive, who meet to consider what actions could be taken on suicide. Obviously, they're not meeting at the moment because we have no executive, and in the last 10 years, they've only met 11 times. So I think attention to what the right things are to do, which may lead to money, it may lead to policy change. There's a whole bunch of things that we could do. When it comes to government, I think we'd just be encouraging the executive to get back to work on this issue and other issues.
Boy, I've had a pound for everyone who comes on and says that to me.
Sure,
Andrew, it is good speaking to you, and it's a reminder to people who may be focusing on a charitable donation that mental health issues are definitely somewhere to be targeted. The Community Foundation only too happy to hear from them, and they can go to the Community Foundation website, as you've said. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Frank. Good luck.
Thank you. This incredible situation, the state of mental health and mental health resources in this part of the world. Noel's got a point. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Noel.
We've set up a Mental Health Awareness Day at Central Fire Station today. I'm a fireman. I've worked in North Belfast for nearly 31 years. I've been on with you before, just trying to push the mental health message, the good mental health message, and how we can go about it. And the Fire and Rescue Service has been heavily involved this year with Mindwise and Chest, Heart and Stroke to try and find a little bit more of a link between physical and mental health, keeping both of them good, keeping them both in good condition, and trying to get people to engage more and to get active and to get out there and talk. But I'm sure you are well aware, Frank, of the stigma that is surrounding mental health, that sign of weakness, and perhaps the thoughts around people saying, well, it'll not happen to me. I'm a strong person, and that's never going to affect me. And it's trying to get that message out to people that mental health, poor mental health, can hit anyone. Just what you were saying earlier, it doesn't matter if you've got millions in the bank, doesn't matter if everything's just going smoothly for you, and all of a sudden it can just change.
Yeah, well, people have to realise this. Cancer could visit us at any time. Mental illness could visit us at any time. We've got to get our hands on the lapels of this issue and believe that.
Yes, that's something within our community we really need to talk about. Within our culture we need to talk about. We've been silent for too long. There's so many people who have suffered in silence for too long, or they've tried to either medicate through prescription or non-prescription drugs to try and deflect, to try and obliterate at times what's going on in their world. And it's really about trying to look at that building of resilience, to talk more about the self-harm and suicide that's in our community. It's there, it's every day. And to ask ourselves, what can we do about it? As the fire service, we are trying to get into the community. This is about saving lives in a different way. This is about trying to get information out there. This is about talking to our workforce and our colleagues who are traumatized at times and telling them, look, this is what may be happening in your world. And to try and keep people as informed as possible. And it's the simplicity sometimes, Frank, that it all comes down to. We can spend millions, we can look at research, we can look at statistics and build things around that, or we can break it down into just the simplicity of asking someone, "And are you okay?" You know, those three wee words, Frank, that can change somebody's life. Are you okay? How are you? How's things, mate? You know, those are the sort of things that, if they're timed just right, that could save a life.
It's very important. It is very important. You see it on the ad on TV when you hear it from a fire officer there who would have colleagues who face trauma and who need, I suppose, some counselling. We know we're listening to people who are at the sharp end of it. The sharp end of it. It's great to hear that the fire service is so deeply involved. Noel, thank you very much. Thanks, Noel.
Frank, and we're open, the fire station at Central, just down the road from you today, we're open from 11 o'clock right through the day, right through the evening. We have stands and information there from all different organisations and charities. And it's important to know that mental health is not just the mental health charities, the obvious ones like the Samaritans and Aware Defeat Depression and Action Mental Health, but it's also about Cruise Bereavement, it's also about the Alzheimer's Society, EHNI, the debt charities. These all affect our mental health. All these can really impact on our lives. Now, it's important that we get as much information there as possible. So can you say to everybody, just call into this fire station, you'd be more than welcome. There's plenty of information. And we'll have information talks running throughout the day. Okay. I really appreciate your time this morning, Frank.
Not a bother, Noel. Drop in, Central Fire Station there, just at the edge of the Ormo Road. The Ormo Road meets Ormo Avenue. Here's a man I've spoken to before on the programme, and he's a mental health activist, John Mallon, the photographer. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I hope you're well.
John, I am well, and you know I like speaking to you on the odd occasion, especially on a day like today, because you've walked the walk, John. We've heard your story before. We don't have to go into the detail of it again, but you did come away from the brink, the absolute brink of suicide. You were saved from the brink of suicide, and you've turned your life to helping people with mental illness. Your great retreat now, of course, is outdoor photography, and it's how you spend a lot of your day. On a day like today, when it's World Mental Health Day, what do you feel you need to say?
Well, first of all, Frank, I would like to, you know, let the families, my own family and other families and friends and different people across the world that we're all thinking of, you know, we all think about birthdays and times, you know, of our loved ones, but, you know, the day it's sort of World Mental Health Day, so it will sort of be coming across the families, and we just want them to know that we're thinking about them all. Secondly, you know, yes, I did come very close to the end of my life, you know, within seconds of the end of my life. But, you know, I took the right decision and I went and I got help. And, you know, now I mean, I heard you saying about people in the workforce and saying to someone, are you okay? And this, that, and the other. I think that's where training comes in. And, you know, for people within the workforce, there's organisations out there that do it for free. So there is, you could bring it into the workforce and people could be trained up. And then if you notice the signs, you know, the other thing is, you know, there is an awful stigma out there. I mean, I'll not name the big multi-million pound organisation, but I would go in and do a place and buy a lot of picture frames. And I just got talking to this young woman one day, and she just said to me, look, can I ask you a question? Why do you buy so many picture frames? And then I started talking about the mental health. And what I find is when you turn around and tell someone that you suffered from mental health, it like opens the door, because the people just then want to tell you that they have also suffered. But this young woman, she says to me, look, can I tell you something? She says, I suffer badly at times and I find it very hard to leave the house. She says, but I came into work this day and I wasn't feeling great. She says, and I had to go up to see the manager because I just felt I needed to go home. She says, and I was a young fella in front of her and he was suffering badly from the cold. And he was suffering from the cold, so he went in front of her and the boss man said right away, look, go you on home, you're not well. And then she walked in and she said, she told the boss that she was suffering badly. And he just looked her up and down, and he says, "Away back to your post. You're not at all sick. Wait, thing. You know, there's stuff like that goes on within organisations as well.
Yeah, there's no recognition of it being a real illness.
No, it's not. And I mean, it's a terrible illness. It's like any illness. You know, like I get people. I give out lifeline cards every single day. I've been in the county centre for 4 days, and I've been there 3.5 years. So. You know, we're doing something right. We've been able to signpost people. There's great organisations out there like Lighthouse and PIPS, and you know, there's so many. So there's PIPS and Downpatrick, and all the different organisations that's doing the work. But I mean, the funding is horrendous. It is terrible. It's terrible that people have to rely on charities to keep their doors open and stuff like that. There, but you know. We need to get the government sorted. We need to get them back then, because, you know, the people over in all these other places aren't going to be sympathetic towards us, because at the end of the day, our politicians live within the communities. They know what's going on. They know the suffering's going on. So hopefully they can get their act together and get the government up and running.
Okay, John, thank you. Yet another call on the politicians to get themselves sorted. How many times do we hear that on this programme?